Open Windows, May the 14th. Waiting God's Time. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. Galatians 4, verse 4. When the fullness of time came. It is not difficult for us to see in the case of Abraham how his faith was brought into relationship to God's time. The time factor with Abraham was a very real one and was perhaps one of the keenest and most acute factors for his faith. Again and again, we come upon a test of Abraham's faith along the line of the timing of God. Indeed, from one standpoint, we may summarize the whole of Abraham's life and say that it headed up at last to the triumph of faith upon that particular factor. In the full divine sense, he never received the promises in his lifetime. At the end of his life, he was still looking for the fulfillment of that promise. If his faith had given way, he would naturally have taken the attitude that, since the thing had not been fulfilled in so long a time and in his lifetime, it all represented perhaps a big mistake on his part, a false expectation, some misguidance, and so on. But right at the end, if the letter to the Hebrew is to be taken as revealing the actual position, he still believed. He believed, therefore, that God had his time for fulfilling his purpose, and that although it might not come in his own lifetime, it nevertheless would come. But during his lifetime, within the compass of the whole range of divine purpose, there were instances of testing on that time factor, and having been tested on that time factor, the promise was fulfilled.